Well, here in Spain, Cathal Watchford joins me this week. How are you doing?
I'm great, Howard. Keeping well. What about yourself? How are you?
I'm well. Keeping well is important, I think. Certainly as you get older.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Over the last 2 weeks, Brett Hansen explained the UK tax changes to us and how they affect expatriates here in Spain. Of course, we face Spanish taxes too. And this week, Cathal is going to talk to us about the many benefits of tax planning in Spain. So, let's start with the most obvious advantage, reducing your tax bill. There probably isn't much we can do about income tax on employment income, but what about on savings and investments and wealth? Can legitimate, compliant tax planning make a big difference to how much people pay here in Spain?
Yes, indeed, Howard. Tax planning is an integral part of effective wealth management, and tax should be taken into account when making decisions about your savings, investments, and pensions. Whether your main objective is to preserve your wealth, provide an income, or generate growth, tax planning plays an important role in protecting and making the most of what you have. While the tax tail shouldn't wag the investment dog, necessarily, there are numerous benefits to strategic tax planning, especially for expatriates who have cross-border considerations. The most important benefit is to reduce your overall annual tax liability for income tax, capital gains, and wealth taxes. Many people unknowingly end up paying far more tax than they need to. This may include income tax on bank interest you are not even withdrawing, or capital gains tax when switching between investments and dividends and other investment income. Much depends on how you hold these assets, so it's important to look into what tax-compliant advantaged investments are available. You may be surprised by how much tax you can save each year. Also, it's important to consider where you hold your assets. For example, income derived from ISAs and premium bonds are tax-free in the UK, but are usually fully taxable elsewhere. So if you do hold UK assets, you may miss out on more effective structures here in Spain, ones that may provide other benefits like estate planning advantages and currency flexibility. So yeah, I would recommend overall to have a good think about your tax planning before, you know, making a move here to Spain and make sure that you're reducing it as much as possible.
What about inheritance taxes? Can people take steps to improve Spanish succession tax and UK inheritance tax on their estate for their family and heirs?
Yes, of course. The less tax you pay during your lifetime, the more you will have to either spend now or pass on to your family later. But with some investment structures, you may also be able to lower inheritance tax and succession tax for your family later. Ideally, you want a solution that will limit inheritance and succession taxes while also providing tax-efficient income and investment growth throughout your lifetime. So as always, we always recommend seeking professional advice on this area. You have areas like UK inheritance tax, which is applied at a state level, usually at a rate of 40%. And you also have succession tax, which is applied usually to the beneficiary when they receive an asset. So overall, there is a good opportunity that people have when they leave the UK. So if you've left the UK permanently and moved to Spain being your new intended home, this offers a major opportunity to many people who are living here. So if you have, for example, reduced a lot of ties with the UK and you don't plan to return, it is possible after several years to actually avoid UK inheritance tax on your estate. And then on the succession tax side, in many areas, the succession tax rate is now very, very low when passing assets to direct family members. However, if you do have assets that are not held in Spain and they're passing to beneficiaries outside of Spain, succession tax can also be fully avoided there. So there is an optimal scenario where you can avoid both UK inheritance and Spanish succession tax and ensure that your hard-earned wealth passes down to your family entirely.
Does strategic tax planning provide any other estate planning benefits?
Yes, a significant bonus of strategic tax planning can be that the arrangements you put in place also help make things much easier and simpler for your family when you're gone, as well, of course, as the tax mitigation possibilities we just touched upon. It really is a dual benefit. Many investment arrangements that provide tax efficiency also offer more estate planning flexibility and control. For example, completing a beneficiary nomination form may allow you to bypass succession laws for the assets within the plan. And when you die, the capital can pass to your chosen beneficiaries without the complication and delays associated with the likes of probate, which, for example, in the UK can often take multiple years. So this can provide maximum tax efficiency, which can be often tax-free, and importantly, immediacy of transfer of your assets passing to your family after your lifetime. So yeah, so there are advantages on both sides. So it's both the tax side and also the flexibility and control and speed at which you can pass assets down to the next generation.
And what about investments? Should people consider taxation when choosing which investment to buy?
Absolutely. Effective tax planning also plays a part in helping returns outpace the cost of living. Ultimately, what counts when assessing the value of investments are the real returns, which is after tax, expenses, and inflation are taken into account. If the inflation rate is higher than your bank interest rate, you're effectively losing money and getting a negative real return. And that's before tax is even added into the equation. Property, to give another example, is often lauded for producing relatively high returns over the long term. But with stamp duty, local rates, capital gains and wealth tax applied, and invariably inheritance tax being applied to the property in most countries on death, the tax burden can be very large compared to other assets. With investments, the starting point should always be making sure your portfolio is well diversified and designed to suit your situation, needs, goals, time horizon and risk tolerance. But without suitable tax planning, returns can be diminished by taxes that could have been avoided or significantly reduced. So this is very important too. And if you own many different investments, moving them into a qualifying tax wrapper for the tax benefits they provide will also make your life easier, since the investments would be consolidated into one plan. So less for you to manage, less time wasted when completing your annual tax declarations and Modello 720. And it will also be much easier for your family with respect to estate planning in the future, as we touched upon before.
If a British expatriate had a careful strategic tax planning in place when they were still living in the UK, will this still need revising for Spain?
Yes, it will. So in a new tax jurisdiction, the rules and laws will be different, and what worked in the UK will no longer work here in Spain. This is the case with most cross-border moves, in fact. So each country will have their own laws, regulations, tax code, and the optimal way to structure capital and income. So one needs to seek local expert advice, and so to build a new strategic plan that integrates your planning for both the UK, where you're leaving, and you may retain some assets and ties, and Spain, of course, where you're moving to. So it is easy to get DIY tax planning wrong, especially when regulatory goalposts are changing frequently. Expatriates have the added complexity of having to deal with the tax rules in more than one country at a time when global tax scrutiny is at its highest level. So getting it wrong could lead to very unwelcome and unexpected tax bills, not to mention the stress associated with trying to sort it out. So tax planning should not be done in isolation or as an afterthought. Make it a fundamental part of your investment, pension, estate planning and overall wealth management plan. So we'd always recommend scheduling regular reviews so you can adjust your arrangements to keep up with any life changes or tax reforms that affect you, including new opportunities. So my recommendation for the best results, talk to an advisor like Blevins Franks with an in-depth understanding of cross-border taxation, including how the local tax regime interacts with UK rules, as well, of course, as offering peace of mind that your tax and wider financial planning is in perfect order now and into the future.
And how can people get in touch with Blevins Franks?
Yeah, I'd have a look on our website, blevinsfranks.com. And on our website, there's lots of interesting articles, books and guides to download, podcasts. And you can always get in touch with one of our local advisors at the office where you're closest to. And we're always very happy to arrange an initial consultation and have a chat and see how we can help you with your planning.
Many thanks, Cathal. Always a pleasure. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much, Howard. I look forward to speaking again.